This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. U.S. officials say that the Bush administration plans to ask Congress to provide $20 billion worth of advanced weapons to Saudi Arabia and other Persian Gulf nations over 10 years. The goal is to strengthen pro-Western states against Iran. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will visit the region early next week and discuss details of the arms package with the leaders of those nations. Robin Wright wrote a front-page story about it in today's Washington Post. Joins us now. Thanks very much for being with us, Robin.
Nice to be with you.
And how does this fit into an overall strategy?
Well, the common goal of two very different efforts, one being military assistance and the other being arms sales, is to shore up our allies in the Middle East and to send a strong signal to Iran that the United States intends to make sure they are well enough armed so that Iran will not represent a threat.
Now, Israel and Egypt would, in ordinary times, be a little suspicious of arming Persian Gulf states, but are they included in a separate track?
Well, what the administration is doing is preparing a package to strengthen the six Gulf states that have borders with Iraq and are across the Persian Gulf from Iran, and that will be the $20 billion or so package. They haven't finalized the types of equipment, the models, but they're generally designed to upgrade the country's air and defense missile systems, improve their navies, and some modest steps with the Air Force. And then there's a separate package of military assistance that will stretch over 10 years with Israel and Egypt, and that will be outright military assistance or aid.
Mm-hmm. But the idea is to give Israel and Egypt something at the same time they're giving something to the Gulf states.
Right, and I think that they all feel a common threat. Their arms sales to the Gulf have always been controversial, particularly in the 1980s. But today there's a sense that they all face a common threat, and that is Iran. And as long as Israel has what is known as a qualitative military edge, which the president has committed to sustaining, then Israel will feel that it can withstand any kind of arms that are sold to the Gulf states.
Mm-hmm. Any what I'll call strings attached to the deal with the Gulf states about moving towards democracy or human rights violations or anything?
Well, that's a good question. It's one of the most striking things because there is no quid pro quo either in supporting the Iraqi government or moving on democracy and human rights issues. This is literally just a military, one-dimensional deal.
Robin Wright of The Washington Post, thanks very much.
Thank you.